We're in Simen Lamed Beis in the middle of Sif Tes Zayin. The Mechaber says, Hod machshirinon kishenifsak ois. This that we are machshir when there is a hefsik in an ois. And the Mishnah Berurah understands we're talking about when the ois is nifsak by way of a nekev. Dafka kishenechtav bekashrus. It's only going to be kosher if the ois was nechtav bekashrus. In other words, the hole was not there at the time that the letter was written. V'achar kach nifsak, and then it became nifsak. Aval im mitchila kishenechtav hayasham nekev v'nifsak boy. But if when the letter was written initially, there was a hole which was mafsik the ois in half. Oyim regel hachof pshuta oy kayyitzeba magiel asayfa klaf. However, if the hole was there when the letter was written, it's going to be posel. Or similarly, if the regal of the chaf pshuta goes until the bottom of the klaf, and there's no hakofas gvil, and it was like that from the beginning, so then that's going to be posel. It's only when it happened later that it's going to be kosher. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkotan Nun Gimel, Kishenifsak ois, v'hu adin, madimachshir la'el b'sif tezvav, im nikev regala hay, the same halacha would apply regarding a nekev, which shortens the regal of the hay. Aval benikev chaloloi, but in the case where there's a hole in the chalal of the hay, the machshir sham hamechaber, hu afilu nikev koidem aksiva, when the hole is inside the letter, as opposed to outside of the letter, so then it won't make a difference if the nekev happened before ksiva or after ksiva. V'leinokat shomim la'achar shenechtav ela mishum seifa denikev regel. And the only reason why it uses a lashon over there of im la'achar shenechtav, which is mashma, that there is a nafkamina in halacha, whether it happened before ksiva or after ksiva, the only reason why it uses that lashon is because of the seifa, which talks about nikev regel, yamin, which over there's going to be a nafkamina if it happened b'shas ksiva or La'achar ksiva. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkotan Nun Dalid, V'achar kach nifsak, v'hatam d'loy ba'inon mukav gvil rak be'esak ksiva. The reason is why it makes a nafkamina if it was before ksiva or after ksiva is because the din of hakofas gvil is only a din b'shas ksiva. U'lefiza afilu emagia hanekev me'ois la'ois shesamach loy. And therefore, even if the hole extends from one letter to another letter, gam kein kosher, it's also going to be kosher. But the Derech HaChaim, the Nesivus, he argues on this din. And he says that in a case where the hole extends from one letter to another letter, so then it's going to be posel, even if it happened la'achar ksiva. V'da'oi de'b'inyan negiyas ha'oisiyas, regarding letters that are touching each other, afilu miyadeya b'beirur shenase la'achar ksiva, even if the negiya happened after the two letters were written kosher, gam kein posel, it's still going to be posel. In other words, unlike a hole, if it happened afterwards, we said is kosher, but a negiya, if it happened afterwards, is also going to be posel. That's what the Derech HaChaim Shom says, V'chein mashma v'vei Shmuel b'Evan Ezer b'simen kuf chav hei, Sifkotan chav tes, ayin Shom, the sphere lay, that the Be'i Shmuel holds, gam kein d'tzarech lochush l'teretz rishon sheva Be'is Yosef, that he holds that you also have to be chayshish for the first teretz of the Be'is Yosef, that a negia, that hakafas gvil is only a psul by a negia. So it doesn't make a difference when the negia happened. B'dibar amaschil v'im toimar. De'ein mechalek b'negia b'einem lohiukuf b'eis ksiva oy la'achar ksiva oy la'achar kach. It doesn't make a difference when the negia happened. In any event, it's always going to be a psul. Mitchila, says the Mishnah Berurah, u'besofik mosay nasa hanekev. If you have a sofik when the nekev came, right? We're saying if the nekev was there when he wrote it, it's possible. If the nekev came afterwards, it's kosher. So what if you don't know when the nekev happened? Toilin la'achar ksiva nasa. Then we assume that the nekev happened la'achar ksiva. The mistamim haya be'is ha'ksiva haya ha'sefer reyehu. Because mistama, if there would have been a nekev there at the time that the sefer was writing the tefillin, he would have seen it. Im loisha ha'nekev katan ma'od, unless it's very small, then there's mokim to have a suffix. But if the nekev is not very small, we can safely assume that the nekev came later. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkotan Nun Vav nekev, dafka nekev. We're talking specifically about a hole, a kera or a tear in the klaf. Afsha ein nikar klal lehefsik, even though the hefsik is not nikar at all. Umishum deloy haya mukaf gvil be'esak siva, because it wasn't mukaf gvil be'esak siva. In other words, when there's a tear in the klaf, so sometimes it can be torn in a way that you don't see the hole. So he says, even in such a case, it's going to be possible, because at the end of the day, it's not mukaf gvil. Aval hefsik ba'alma kosher, but if it's just stam, a hefsik in the letter without any klaf missing, in other words, there's no hole or there's no tear, right? If it's just a hefsik ba'alma kosher, in that case, it's going to be kosher. Ve'ein tzarach shum tikun kevan sheyesh shir ois ad mokim hahu. Since until the tear, until the hefsik, so the over there you have the letter is long enough before the hefsik. So when the letter is long enough before the hefsik, it's going to be kosher. Unlike a hole, where the hole is going to be is going to passel the letter if the hole was there before ksivo. Kudel el b'sif tezvav b'sif tezayin, as we previously explained. V'imnim tzayis sritis dakis b'toich shir ois. If you have slits in the klaf within the shir ois, ayin bir alocha b'sif chafei. Take a look in the bir alocha over there where he discusses that case where you have sritis, where you have slits in the ice. Sifkot nun zayin, regel, if the regel of the chaf extends to the bottom of the klaf, v'kol shekein gagei ha'isius, certainly the gag of the chaf, v'emtzon, and the middle of the chaf, she'ein lahem hekev gvil, ve'is aksiva, that's not mukav gvil, ve'is aksiva, as the chaf in the mechaber is talking about the end of the chaf, which hits the bottom of the klaf. He says, certainly, if in the middle of the ice, you have a problem of hakafas gvil, v'nokat regel revusa, he just brings the case of the regel as a ribuy, that after be'es ksiva seifa regel, that even when you have a case where you're just writing the end of the regel, kvar nigmar tzuras ois karoy, and you already had a kosher ois, afilu hachi calls manchalai silek yadim in a ois, mikri davar ze be'es haksiva. As long as you haven't completed writing the letter, and your hand is still in the process of writing the letter, that is called be'es haksiva. Uba'inan lekol ha'ois hakafas gvil, and hakafas gvil applies to the entire letter. So even though it happened at the end of the writing of the letter, doesn't make a difference, and it's still going to be a psul. Sifkot nun ches, b'li hekif, afilu im hi aruka karoy, even if the chaf is long enough, it's a perfectly mehudedika chaf in terms of its length, the hainu sheyesh bashir afilu nigra ktsas lamata yishar tzuris ha'is, meaning that even if you scrape away the bottom of the chaf, where it's touching the end of the klaf, you're still going to have a tzuras chaf. Mikol mokim pasul, it's still pasul. As I zok the Magen Avram, b'sifkot and chaf aleph and chaf be, in sifkot and chaf beis, v'ayin b'Magen Avram, sifkot and gimel. Where over there we discussed the case where you have a negia between two oisius and it's big enough to scrape. So there's a radach over there. See that Magen Avram. Sifkot and nun tes mitchilasoi, avolam nechtach haklaf acharkach v'al yedeze in mukav gvil. Kosher. The whole problem of a cut is only when it was there, as we said, b'shas k'siva, but not if it came la'achek k'siva. Pasul, the end of the chaf that goes to the end of the klaf is pasul, v'imroitzel l'takein, and if you want to fix the chaf, that's no problem. Yigarek tzas, just scrape off a little bit at the end, k'dei she'yeh mukav gvil, avol dibuk matlis, but let's say you don't want to scrape. You think it's not going to look nice or whatever, you don't have a knife, you can't scrape. So what do you want to do? You want to take a matlis and glue it on to the bottom of the klaf so that now it's going to be mukav gvil. So apple dibuk matlis loy mahani lakofas gvil. That etza is nishkein etza, the beinan hakofas ha'ois miguf hastam. The ois needs to be mukav gvil from the guf hastam, meaning from the klaf itself. So a patch that's added to the klaf itself is not going to help for the din of hakofas gvil. Says the bir alocha, kishenechtav bekashrus, that this kula of a hole is dafka when it was written bekashrus. Umikol makaim, dafka kishen dafka benifsak al yedei nekev. This is talking dafka where the nifsak happened by way of a hole. Da beis Yosef b'terutzei hasheni haisef, because the beis Yosef in his second teretz that we discussed previously, where he says that it's only a din in that it's not a din. That a nekev is only a psul la'achar ksiva, Hoysif the al yedei nekev beinan gam ken shenifzak achar kach. Over there, the Beis Yosef says that the nekev, that by way of the nekev, the nifzak happened afterwards. Avol benegia la ois la ois. Avol benegia ois la ois. Avshen nechtav bekashrus. But by a negia, you don't have this kula of la'achar ksiva it being kosher. Even though it was written bekashrus v'nidbak achar kach, and the dibuk happened later, pasul, it's still going to be pasul. Kedemashem v'sif yudches. As is mashman sif yud ches. Dvar Moshe chelak arechayim b'simin ches evia egoin Rabbi Kiveger b'chidushav. So that's how we understood until now. V'aderech achayim b'hilchus kriyas ha-toyra, but the derech achayim, he says, soiver b'din chafei, he holds the gamze talia b'shnei ha-tirutzim shavim b'es Yosef, that a dibuk is also toloi in the two tirutzim of the Beis Yosef, well, Tiritz Hasheni, where the Beis Yosef says that la'achar ksiva, it's going to be kosher. Ach, so that would apply also by a dibuk that la'achar ksiva would be kosher. Ach, shetzarech lochosh l'chumrash shnei ha'tirutzim. But l'maisa you have to be choshish for both tirutzim. V'nimtza sheyesh bezel advarav sveika d'dina, comes out according to the Derech HaChayim that it's a sveika d'dina. U'me'asif yudches ein raya klal. From sif yudches there would not be a raya. Because over there it's talking about when the psul happened, b'shas ksiva. Achar shenigmar tzuras ha'ois naga ois b'chaveiroi. Ma she'en kein b'zeh shekvar silek yada. You know, there's over there that's talking where the psul, the negia happened b'shas ksiva. You were writing the second ois and it touched the first ois. So that's going to be a psul because you were still in the middle of writing. Masha Enkein, when you were kvar silek yoda, you finished writing the oisius, and then the negia happened. In that case, the Derech HaChayim holds that it's a sveika d'dina, and it's not so poshut that it's a mamash psul. Usfarazu muchrachas mimasha kozva shulchan aruch magia l'seif haklaf. From the fact that the shulchan aruch says that the endachaf reached the end of the klaf, so this svara is muchrach that there's a nafkamina once you finished writing the letter, as opposed to when you were still in middle of writing the letter. Al korchach, you see from this mechaber, the ein soiver ke Yerushalmi de machshir benegias ois lois achmer shenigmar atzurasa. You see from this mechaber that he's not machshir a negia that happened after the ois was already completed in its tzura. In other words, you already have the correct surah, and then the negiah happened. That they understand, not like this mechaber. And nevertheless, the mechaber writes that beli hekif klaf mitchilasa dafka, that the kula of hakafas gvil is only when it's happened at the end, after you were silek yaday. But if the problem of hekif klaf happened at the beginning, that's when it's going to be a problem. Mashma dim nechtach haklaf acharkach is mashma that, let's say you had a kosher endachof, and then somebody came with the scissors and he snipped off the bottom gillion of the klaf, and now val yedei zeh enei mugav gvil. Kosher! It's going to be kosher. V'yal korchach hatam k'mo isha gazavnu, and the reason is, like we said, because the psul of mukav gvil is only going to be a psul b'shas ksiva, but not la'achar ksiva. Mitoich ma shetzien hagra v'sif yud chesif kotn nun ayin sham mashma gam ken shemefarish la shulchan aruch demayri be'es haksiva. And you see from the Gro and sif yud ches that he also understood that according to the mechaber it's talking about when the problem of hakafas gvil was b'shas ksiva. V'ein soiser klal as far as tirtz hasheni shezacher shulchan aruch b'sif tezayin, and memela there's no stira to what the mechaber said in sif tezayin. Hayitzimid v'reinu, the bottom line is, the ain raya lahachmir yoyser b'zem imasha sefer bal derech hachayim sham. There's no need to be machmir more than what the derech hachayim holds, the husveka d'dina, that if there was a negia la'achar ksiva, it's a sveka d'dina, v'nafkamina la'inyan lohaytzi acheres. The nafkamina would be, if you find in a sefer Torah, in middle of Kriyas HaTorah, a negia, and it happened la'acher ksiva, so according to the Derech HaChayim, that would be a sveika d'dina, and on a sveika d'dina, we would not take out another sefer Torah.